So moving on, in our first game preview of week four, we have the 4-1 Rosmaier facing off against the 3-1 Wolverines. So even though both of these teams have played 4 or 5 games in the season already, they haven't faced off against each other yet. So this will be the first meeting before these two teams. They're coming into the season on a very different note. The Wolverines are off a big win, a 39-6 win against the Chambly Royal Blues. The week before, they eked out a narrow victory in a game of the week match against the Panthers, 34-32. So it's fair to say they're rolling into this game with quite the head of steam. On the other hand, Rosmaier, I was expecting their game last week, Musketeers against Rosmaier, to be my game of the week. Ultimately, the Musketeers wound up taking that one 40-13, so it was slightly more of a blowout than I expected. But, you know, this Rosmaier team is still extremely talented. They've done a good job throughout all season, you know, limiting the points against. Before that game against the Musketeers, the most points they allowed in a game is 12. So, really, they have a fantastic defense. We cast aside that Musketeers game as an outcast. This lines up as a great matchup. I think a good comparison for these two teams is the fact that they both played the Musketeers. The Musketeers beat Rosmaier 40-13. The Musketeers beat the Wolverines 50-0. So clearly, Musketeers are a better team, but both of these teams are in the same ball range. So if we look at the Wolverines here, what they've done well so far this season is get Zaki Yelbo in the pass game, 430 yards, 10 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That total's a bit high there. And if we look at this Rosmaier defense, who's been very good so far, I could see that causing the Wolverines a few problems. So, wow, look at these totals for the for Rosmaier. Lucas Assiri, already 6 interceptions on the season. Justin Swimidaham, 3 interceptions, 3 PDs. Anthony Marzigliano, 2 interceptions. And you can just keep on going down the board. I think this team has already tallied up for a total of something like 13 interceptions through 5 games. So that's a Herculean total. And I think, frankly, that Zeki Gedbo needs to be scared and needs to be a bit more cautious with the ball. He's averaging right now 10.8 yards per pass, which is high, which is really high. It means he's aiming for a lot of those deep passes. He needs to let go of the deep ball in this game. If he tries airing it out for 15 or 20 yards down the field, he's going to get picked off. So if the Wolverines are going to come away with the win in this one, it means Zeki Gedbo is probably aimed for those short passing games, those short intermediate routes. You know, those outbreaking routes along the sidelines are so lethal in FPF Junior. That's what he needs to start picking off. If we look at now the Wolverines receiving corps, again, something else that they could look into for the Wolverines is they only have, so far, 3 receivers who've caught balls in the season. Fernando Abrejo, Charles Antoine, and Cedric Gundogan. The big 3 here, but if they can start spreading the ball around a bit more, it's going to keep a very good Rosmaier defense guessing and will maybe limit those interceptions a bit. Ultimately, I think this will be a really close game. I think both of these teams match up really well. We're facing a decently high-powered offense against an all-star defense here. But if I have to come down and make a pick, I'm going to choose the defense of Rosmaier in this one to make the difference. I think this team is good for 2 interceptions just about every game. And as a general rule of thumb, 2 interceptions is just about what it takes to win in defense. And on top of that, you know, they have a fantastic quarterback in Noah Swimidaham, who himself has only thrown 2 interceptions. So really, I think that Rosmaier will produce more interceptions than they'll throw. They're going to win the turnover battle, which will ultimately lead them to winning this game.